Very early on in the COVID-19 pandemic, there were regional concerns about the amount of personal protective equipment for high-risk patients, communal living residents and staff, as well as healthcare providers. One local business owner, Meg Schneider of Quilting and So Much More, was one of the first to offer her services and expertise and her stash of materials to get masks produced for the Carroll area. And even though a simple thank you is just not enough for Schneider and her volunteers, she was quick to thank everyone else who jumped in to help her with the first delivery of nearly 380 masks, all made in just 1 week.
Just thank you for your help. You know, everybody wants to do something, and this is just a small part.
Seemed like nearly every day over the past 10 months, our news department has had at least one COVID-19 related story. It was not often that we got to discuss the positives, but just 1 week ago, on Tuesday, December 22nd, we were able to announce some of the best news of the year as the first Moderna COVID vaccinations were given at St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Chief Medical Officer at St. Anthony, Dr. Kyle Uveling, said it best when he described that day as the first steps on the path back to normal.
This is our ticket out. This is how we get back to what we expected a normal year in West Central Iowa to look like. So the key is when we get about 60 to 70% plus of the community, and a community can mean county, it can mean West Central Iowa, it can mean the state, but of our communities immune, that's when things can really get back to what we're used to.
A vast majority of the stories we do on an annual basis involve the action of local law enforcement. In early November of this year, I was present when a swarm of officers, seven to be exact, converged on a home in the 1100 block of Skyline Drive. This was not what most people expect to read about, however, as Chief of Police Brad Burke and his team were there to present their Citizen of the Month award to 15-year-old Clay Daisy. Daisy, an Eagle Scout and a freshman at Carroll High, jumped into action, performing CPR and calling in emergency personnel, saving the life of his mother as she suffered a heart attack at their home.
Heard a small little crash, which I think was Mom setting down the laundry basket, and then giant thunk, which was Mom hitting the floor. So I come running upstairs and just find her kind of snoring, unresponsive, so I grabbed her phone because my phone was downstairs, dialed 911 and started doing CPR and first aid until first responders arrived, and she was taken to St. Anthony's where they life-flighted her to Mercy and gave her pacemaker and defibrillator.
Officer Patrick McCarty, who was in the first wave of responders to arrive at the scene, says he was amazed that Daisy could remain as calm as he did, especially when it was his mother, and that he was a true hero to them. In a year that is focused on a virus, the organizers, fundraisers, donors, and medical professionals of the area remained focused on a long-term goal of building hope. That goal was realized on December 7th of this year as the St. Anthony Regional Hospital's Cancer Center opened their doors to the first patients and rang the bell, symbolically recognizing a job is done and that they have officially moved from building hope to hope delivered. Cancer Services Director Lori Pedig says this has been an emotional journey for everyone, staff included.
People that they take care of are people they may have known all their life. They're their neighbors, they're their family. But when you're receiving cancer treatment, you build a relationship. You build a relationship with the patients and their support caregivers. They become your family just as much as you are to them. And when you watch them go through their journeys, it can be positive and heartwarming. And there's tears and there's hand-holding. And there's a lot of care and love that comes from these staff to really provide the care that we want to give.
And the story that has resonated throughout 2020 for me is demonstrative of the commitment and care the people of this region have for each other. Without regard for their own safety, but with grave concern for the lives of others, four Carroll residents jumped into action, entered a burning building, and saved the lives of a five-year-old girl and her grandmother. Chris Boggs and his wife Desiree noticed smoke coming out of their neighbor's home as they finished up their meal on a mid-March evening. They rushed inside, bringing out the little girl, whose only concern was for her grandmother, who was still in the house that was filling with smoke. Chris rushed in and was quickly joined by two others who'd been driving by, Matt Stork and his son, Brandon Stert. Carroll Fire Chief Greg Schreck says their actions likely saved a life.
Well, I told Chris, I said it certainly could have a different outcome if they hadn't interceded. And just talking to Chris, he said that her body was warm to the touch, and she did have a burn on her left shoulder, neck and shoulder. So we're not exactly sure what she was doing at the time, but had he not come by, and if she was in the smoke, if he could just see the wheels on her walker, I think there's a very good chance she may not have survived.
We'll bring you more of our top stories of 2020 from News Assistant Nathan Cones, as well as the top 10 from our followers in upcoming newscasts. And as we move into the new year, here's hoping that the stories we share the most are those that demonstrate our collective spirit of goodwill and that lift us all up and toward our collective goals. I'm Carol Broadcasting News Director Chantel Grove, wishing you all a very happy new year.